This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
As being gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex, queer and asexual carers face the same stresses and pressures at work as any other carer does. However, they are also more likely to face discrimination as well. For carers in the LGBTIQA plus communities, there are often unique challenges to be faced, and carers would benefit from being connected with other queer carers, which is why Queer Crew has come about. And to chat a bit more about this social group for carers is Nicholas. Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Can you tell us a bit about what the Queer Crew is and who can access it?
Yeah, absolutely. So with Carer Gateway, we provide supports to unpaid carers across Australia. We're funded by the federal government, the Department of Social Services, and we define a carer as somebody who provides unpaid care to a family member, friend, loved one, or anyone within their community with somebody who has a disability, a mental health condition, a chronic health condition or an age-related condition, and also somebody who might be frail due to age. So anybody who provides this unpaid care can receive free supports through Carer Gateway. So what we decided to do here in Victoria, Mary Health runs the Carer Gateway across the state. We decided to work across the outlets that deliver the services to create a group specifically for LGBTQIA plus carers. So we know that LGBTQIA plus carers face a lot of discrimination and that intersectionality between what they face as in the community and also as carers.
Yes.
We wanted to make sure that they're receiving the appropriate support and meet each other and provide support with each other. So give them an opportunity to meet other carers in the same or similar roles to them and come together in a safe space where we can all chat.
I feel like for any carer within this space or place, having ways people to connect to who understand where you're coming from is really important. But it's also really great to have that extra level in regards to our communities.
Yeah. So what activities are there on offer for people who want to be involved?
Yeah. So we meet online monthly, which is great because it gives people an opportunity, no matter where they live in Victoria, to come together and have a chat. And it provides an opportunity for people to talk about their caring experience and to talk about some of the emotional challenges that come up with that. The carers come from all different walks of life and different caring responsibilities, but the one thing that connects them all is their caring role and the challenges that this faces. So through an online forum, they can chat in a very safe and open space and talk about these challenges. And we're completely judgment-free zone, and people can actually share these experiences. Not only do we do the online discussions and chats, we also provide events and activities where we try to bring the carers face-to-face, which can sometimes be challenging considering they live in different parts of the state. But for example, 2 weeks ago, we were here downstairs at the Pride Centre having lunch.
Nice.
Last year, we took the carers to see 9 to 5 the musical.
Awesome.
And yeah, we try to do some online activities as well for carers that can't, meet face to face. So we do some online bento classes, such as clay making, macrame making, and stuff like that.
I love the online space has created become this great space for us to all engage and connect in such a broader way.
Yeah, we definitely wanted to give people the opportunity to still be able to connect. So we've become one of the first groups that have. For LGBTQIA plus carers where they can meet online and it doesn't matter where they live.
Yeah.
So anywhere in Victoria, they can join in.
And that's brilliant because as carers, they would know that for the people that they care for often can't leave the house either. Mm. So having inclusive spaces for people to be social is so important. And that's something we actually spoke about recently on our show in relation to ME/CFS.
Yeah.
So people who have chronic fatigue syndrome who can't leave their house loved COVID because there were so many online events. So it's really awesome that you're able to connect people via an online space as well. And not just to talk, but also to do fun stuff as well, because I think that is really important. Would you say that this is to benefit like the mental health as well as just the skills of carers, or is it more just a social thing?
No, I think it's definitely a bit of everything. Obviously, the social connection and the emotional support. I think there's a lot of power in somebody sharing an experience and somebody else in the room saying, I feel that too. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they have to have the exact same experience, yeah. but to be able to share that, I think is really powerful, but also give the opportunity to like learn a new skill or development. So one of the things we do when we run the groups is if a carer shares something that we might be able to help link them into another service. So for example, legal services that are specific for LGBTQI plus communities, we're able to kind of link them in with that. Or we sometimes let the carers kind of provide that space for each other and provide advice. So it might be about things that are on in their area or things that they might not have known about. So there's a bit of everything in there, but I guess emotional support is a really big one.
Amazing. And if people want to get involved, how can they find out more information?
Yeah, so through the Carer Gateway website, you can register using the Request a Callback service. So it's caregateway.gov.au. There's also the 1-800 number that carers can call to register themselves. But to also find out more about the group, you can look at maryhealth.org.au or alfredhealth.org.au as well.
Amazing.
Fantastic. So Care Gateway is a government initiative supporting unpaid carers across Australia. And remember, just like you just said, we can find out more by going to caregateway.gov.au.
Thank you so much, Nick, for joining us and letting us know about this awesome initiative. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.